Hamilton, last Saturday, on a sunny afternoon, the Humber women's soccer team arrived in the Hammer to play against Mohawk on Tim Hortons Field, the storied home of the Tiger Cats CFL team. The Hawks, however, are not having their best season, so an away win on October 5 would be a major help for what's next. And they did with a 2-1 victory over the Mohawk Mountaineers. Hawks goalkeeper Angela Volpe said how important the win was after the game. "We deserved the win," Volpe said. "We worked so hard, honestly, it's a great feeling." Volpe was one of the best players in the game, making crucial saves to allow Humber to win. The game started even, with chances for both sides. However, the Mountaineers had the clearest chance with a double shot where Volpe made two very good saves. A few minutes later, Hawks fourth-year forward Chantel Spalla scored a header from a corner after Mohawks goalkeeper Samantha Dehan missed the ball in the air. Humber's captain Caitlin Russell running with the ball. Humber ETC, Samuel D. Brito Salas. The Mountaineers took advantage of the Hawks' missed chances and tied the game 15 minutes later after a defensive error coupled with a well-placed ball from the Mohawks' third-year forward, Jaden Morgan. But Humber responded quickly, scoring the second and definitive goal of the match by forward Kaylee's Calendar. The second half saw Mohawk trying to tie the game while Humber wanted to score the insurance goal, but neither team were able to capitalize on their chances. Humber's head coach, Jose Caro, was happy not just for the win but also for how the team reacted after Mohawk's goal. "The team responded really well after the 1-1," Caro said. "Mentally, the team responded positively." He said in the past three games, the team has improved, so Caro is optimistic about the coming games. Calendar said the team played very well. "I'm happy that our team is finally getting together," she said. "It shows we're progressing really well." She said frustration with some of the calls helped the team to focus and to take the 3 points home. Mohawks head coach, Paul Giannini, said although his team gave everything, Humber played better. "Whenever you can score first is huge," he said. "When you don't score first, the momentum goes their way." He said the Mountaineers will look to end the season as best as possible and get ready for the playoffs. Humber player Cassie Etteray with the ball. Humber ETC, Samuel D. Brito Salas. For the Hawks, this victory is the first of the season away from home. And for Volpe, this result shows how the team has learned how to bounce back. "Instead of focusing on the past, we're focusing on the present and future," she said. "Just keep working harder to win and get further on in the playoffs." After last Saturday's win, the Hawks are in sixth position after tying the Redeemer Royals 0-0 on October 8, currently first in the West Conference. The next and final game of the regular season will be this Saturday in London against the Fanshawe Falcons.